Military sources say it appears that two suicide bombers struck a security detail on routine patrol, detonating their explosives just 15 seconds apart. The blast in the Royal Artillery Bazaar in Lahore's cantonment area is a sensitive spot that is normally heavily guarded. Despite security arrangements, the attackers managed a two-prong assault shortly before Friday prayers, when police say the streets would have been crowded with worshippers heading to a nearby mosque. The surrounding residential area houses both army and civilians. Helicopters hovered over the scene of the explosions, while ambulances ferried the large number of dead and wounded from the site. Television images showed smoke billowing from the blasts and people fleeing in panic. Today's attack was the second deadly strike in 5 days in Lahore. On Monday, the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for a massive suicide bombing that destroyed a provincial office of the Special Investigation Agency and killed at least a dozen people. The military installations in Lahore and offices there housing the country's intelligence agency, the ISI, have come under increasing attack. This week's carnage shattered what had been a lull in violence in Pakistan's major cities. The army has racked up a series of successful offensives against the militants' strongholds in the tribal areas along the Afghan border. Today's attack in Lahore is yet another reminder that the militants may be on the run, but they are far from being defeated. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.